Good Saturday morning to you. Top of the morning. How are you all doing? This is CA On Air Personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Happy Saturday morning. That's right. Y'all are waking up. You're ready for a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. We're going to be playing that here in just a second. But before we do, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, gang, feel free. You can always email me here at Faith Studio One in Central Downtown Fort Worth. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. We do have a Facebook page. It's called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And when you like us on Facebook, what you do is you're basically just check that like button. You can click on station information. Now, when you do click on station information, I want to remind you that there's our phone number there. And with that phone number, what that does is that gives you the opportunity to go ahead and send me a text of prayer, which we're going to be doing some. We got about four of them that we're going to do today on text of prayer that some people have sent us today. But I'll tell you what, let's go ahead before I get ready to get the deacon on the Saturday show with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. How about a good cup of coffee on a Saturday morning and Jesus in the morning? And you know which song I'm going to be playing, right? Everybody knows it. That is, you got that right, John Wyler and the Coffee Song. That sweet aroma, bold and beautiful, I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. There we go, a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. You got it. You can only hear it on my radio station, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay, guess what? I am ready and you are ready, so let's just get ready to intro him. He's here at the studio this morning. Any guesses? How about let's just say Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. But he wants that... He wants that intro song, okay? So, on the Saturday show. So, good morning, everybody. Here we go. Come on, Deke. Get ready. Deacon Brown. Our buddy. You know what? He brought me some donuts. We're going to talk about that. And the world champs, Texas Rangers. He was at the parade, so stand by. There we go. Gave him a long enough intro. Let's give him a cheer. How about a mighty hand clap? You know, it wouldn't be right, knowing that this is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. How about some Morning Crow? There you go. All right, let's give him the laugh. He is hilarious. Whistle at him. Okay. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for our friend, the Deke.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown, here at Faith Studio One here in central downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. Deacon, how you doing, buddy? Now, let's talk real quickly about the donuts. Then you told me to play this song for the last time, at least this year, for this season. And we'll discuss that here in a second about our favorite team, our world champions. So tell me about these donuts that you brought me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, CA. Yes, indeed, I went to the donut shop in downtown Fort Worth, me and my lovely wife, Miss Mildred. CA, I gotta tell you. She told me, she said, honey, be sure to get CA some of these glazed and a little bit of these chocolate. You know what I mean, CA? Chocolate?
Yeah. I know what you mean, chocolate. Yes, I do love the chocolate ones. I only took two, though.
Well, I know, because you're drinking some pumpkin spice. There's nothing wrong with drinking some pumpkin spice, because we're getting ready for Thanksgiving here in a few weeks.
That's right. Now, I want to thank you for the donuts. You went to our world champion, Texas Rangers parade, but you told me you wanted me to play a little bit of this song for the final time this year, right?
Yeah, go ahead and play it. Let's kick it off. You got it. Center field. Get ready to sing together, okay? Mr. Batsy's listening.
Okay. Here we go. You go first, Deacon.
Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. CA, your turn.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
Look at me.
I can be
center field. Come on, Coach Bochy. Next year now, Deacon in center field.
Well, I spent some time in the mud field night, watching it from the
KCA. One more time.
Okay.
I'm going first.
Okay.
Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Come on, Bouchy, put me in. Center field.
I'm ready to play today. Look at me.
Now back to MCA. Center field.
All right. Well, you made your point. Center field, absolutely. Well, thank you so much on that one, Deacon.
Well, I got you a little bit now. I went to the parade with Miss Mildred yesterday. And CA, it was nice. There was so many people. Are you ready for this? 300,000.
I know my main job. I know exactly what you're talking about. My main job, I was actually stuck in that.
Oh, yeah. It was something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations. Let's just go ahead and give them a cheer. We want to celebrate with them. Our Texas Rangers, world champions of the World Series. Give them a hand clap. I want to give them some Morning Crow from the Morning Brew Christian podcast. And you know what? I just want to go ahead and just tell them we really appreciate them. We may have some Rangers listeners, you know, that are listening, Texas Rangers that are listening, and we greatly appreciate them and the hard work they do. Coach Bouchy, if they don't sign you, which they I can imagine your contract, I think, is already expiring. Two more years, give him more, as much as he wants. The man's a genius when it comes to putting a team together. But through all this, God has had his hand, you know, in this. And I just want to say this, Deacon.
Yeah, go ahead, CA, a little memory before I let you go.
My late grandfather, who went home to be with the Lord in 2007, he was a big Ranger fan. I've seen some of these photos that have come in where some of the guys have put him on tombstones, on cemeteries, which I'm afraid that they probably stole the hats. There's a lot of thieves out there. A lot of the grandpas, a lot of the grandmas, a lot of the moms and the dads that were Ranger fans that's gone on before us. And I was thinking back and I was reflecting back on my grandfather. My grandmother was not a big Texas Ranger fan.
Oh, she wasn't?
No, she liked to shop.
Oh, just like Miss Mildred.
Yeah, there you go. And my grandfather, it was me and him every so often because he knew when I came over or up at the farm. We'd be sitting down after we got through doing our working at the farm, and after we slaved on that, and it was good memories, but we would sit there and we would watch the Texas Rangers. Fergie Jenkins was one of them. Burt Blyleven was one of them. And the greats, Nolan Ryan, and you know, and to see them win a world championship in the World Series, and amazing how God took this team on the inedible, and they just came back and won all these games. 11-0, that's great, you know. I know my grandfather would be rejoicing in the Lord. I sometimes wonder if God just might have peeled back that curtain and said, look at there. You know, because he always wanted to see him win the World Series. So I know he's up there rejoicing with the Lord. He keeps him busy. I don't know exactly what happens. I do know there's an audience in heaven that it talks about in Scripture, but I don't want to get into that biblical term of what God might have been doing. But meanwhile, his Texas Rangers, yippee, so I'm really glad to hear that.
Me too, CA. What a touching story. Yeah,
and I was just going to tell you real quick, the Dr. Peppers, one time he gave me like a few Dr. Peppers. Every time he gave me a Dr. Pepper, it expired from 2 years ago. And I said, Grandpa, it didn't taste right. Well, what's wrong, grandson? You really want to know? It expired 2 years ago. Oh my goodness, my grandmother had Dr. Pepper stocked up like, and I am so burnt out of Dr. Peppers. Nothing against our Dr. Pepper family out there. I can still drink one, but man, it just burns me out.
I-E-Z-A. Well, everybody have a good day. I just want to chime in a little bit and tell you about the parade. The parade was very nice. 300,000 people, and you know, and it was just a celebration, just seeing, I mean, it was like everybody just came together for one day just to celebrate Texas Rangers, America's team.
There you go. Well, we don't want to steal that away from Mr. Jones, but he's got some work to do, doesn't he?
Yeah, they're doing good, but Jay's got a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. Okay, buddy, take care.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to continue on with our Saturday show with four texts of prayers. First one comes from Robert in Alabama. He says, good morning, CA. Please pray for me to grow spiritually. You know what, Robert? I will in Alabama. You know, we're all growing. And the thing about it is when we got God in our heart, Jesus is in our heart. When we accept him as personal Savior, growing spiritually is a growth process. We go through growing pains in life, as Scripture reminds us, but you know what? He's there. He's going to help us. I advise you to continue to read Scripture, read your Bible devotion, lift it up and give it all to Him. Okay, that's the main thing. So let's pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we just pray for Robert right now in Alabama. God, I just pray that you just be with him and you help him through all this, God, that he grows spiritually through you. Me and my radio listeners come in 110% total agreement. We're going to pray for a dear brother in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We got a prayer request from Amber this morning in Connecticut. Good morning, CA. Love your radio show. Happy Saturday. Will you pray that we could reach more people suffering with mental health issues? Absolutely. I've got a journey. I've got a 2-year journey I'm going to be talking about here real soon. I've been so busy. I don't really mention too much about my job. It's been all over the news about my job. We just started rolling actually back to work on Wednesday with just a week off. And so, yes, as I prepare to get things back to the norm, I'm going to be sharing a 2-year journey on a live cast and a podcast combination. When that opportunity, when God tells me to do it, I don't have the date. I'm just running a little bit behind right now with our programming. But I'm going to share with you guys a great 2-year journey, the most incredible 2-year journey of my life. But we're going to pray because there is a lot of people suffering with mental health. I have seen it all over. We just don't have enough mental health hospitals, Amber. We just don't. But we're going to pray right now for everybody that's suffering from mental health. We're going to pray that that God would just move their mountains and just help them. So let's come together united as prayer, Amber in Connecticut and with our radio listeners. Dear Lord, we pray for Amber this morning, her urgent prayer in Connecticut. We're praying that more people can be reached with these mental health issues. God, we just lift it up and give it all to you because we know that you have it. Just be with us, we pray. Please, God, if anybody's struggling with mental health, 988-SEND, 988-SEND. God, I just know that, you're right there with them. And if they're struggling, oh, Lord, let a brother and sister in Christ or some angels in the outfield come in and just inbound and just help guide them. We lift it up and give it all to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Two more. And then we'll get back to some more great music on the Saturday Show with CA. Have an anonymous in South Africa. Lord, please help me lose weight. I am so big, and I keep falling into overeating and making debt for my food. I am ruining my life. It's been years. I need your help, God. That is from an anonymous one in South Africa. Well, we all need to lose some weight. I've been losing some weight, my dear brother or sister in Christ. As far as you being so big, you know there's answers for that. We're going to continue to pray for you. With this text of prayer, and I want to remind you, just watch what you're eating, watch your carbs, lay off of the sugary products, drink plenty of water, and I don't know what the weather's been in Africa, it could get a little warm, go with a 50-50 mix if you can of Gatorade or Powerade, some electrolyte, make sure you get electrolyte in you, but watch those carbs, lay off the bread, lay off your fatty foods, lay off the sugar, get sugar supplement if you drink coffee. I can drink coffee black. Believe it or not, I can drink it all the way. I can drink it black. I can drink it with non-sugar, sweet and low sugar or zero sugar. I call it Splenda. That's my favorite. Just a tad bit of pumpkin spice. If you're going to add a little bit of creamer, just put it on a spoon. Just don't dump the whole thing in there because that has a lot of sugar, okay? As far as running your life, you got to go in with a positive attitude and say, God, you're going to help me lose that weight. So we're going to pray for you, my dear brother and sister in Christ. And he will help you. I know you have one here. I need your help, God. So let's pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we just pray for an anonymous one in South Africa that needs to lose weight. God, I just pray you be with them, that you help them. And God, I just pray right now that you just help him or he or she lose the weight that they need, God. Don't let them be discouraged. In fact, we're going to encourage them through you. We pray this in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep us posted, anonymous in South Africa. Got another one more anonymous text of prayer in California. A lady writes me, good morning, CA. I desperately need prayer. My husband is in a 90-day rehab until February 1st. I'm drowning in bills by myself. I'm a single mom for now. Landlord just told me he is selling, must move by the end of January. I've been there way, 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 way back before I purchased a home. So I know exactly where you're coming from. It's not uncommon for your landlord all of a sudden have the itch to sell their home. But I will tell you, if there isn't one door that doesn't close anonymous in California, that God will open another. As far as drowning in bills, remember this. God took a loaf and two fishes and he fed a multitude. He will do that for you financially. We're going to pray for financial peace through all this. So let's come together. Dear Jesus, we just come together united in prayer. God, we just want to pray in Jesus' name. We want to pray right now that you would just help this lady, God, that's going through a lot right now. Her husband's in rehab until February 1st. And God, I just pray right now, she's needing a place to live. She's drowning in bills. God, give her the answers, the help she needs. Angels in the outfield to come in on earthly wise and someone comfort her. Maybe pastor friends or family or church family, God, and they'll surround her with love and help her. God, please put the right places in at the right time. We know you can do it. Like you took one loaf of bread and two fishes and you fed a multitude. Please be with her and take the stress away and anxiety. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. All right, you know, speaking of amen, how about this song by Natalie Lane? One of my favorites, a new one. Amen. Good morning, Coffee Up, the morning show with CA.
The way he says to try.
There we go, the new one. I'm going to walk with Jesus out of their album, Consumed by Fire, First Things First. That song's been around for a little while. If you get a chance to hear that, again, that's on their new album. Consumed by Fire is the name of the group. First Things First, Walk with Jesus. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday Show with CA here at Faith Studio One in central downtown Fort Worth. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. Hope you're feeling good. Thanksgiving's only a few weeks away, isn't it? That means we're going to be playing some Christmas music. That's right. Everybody's like, oh, already? Yeah, it's that time of the year. Stand by for a PSA announcement. We're also on Eternity Ready Radio On Demand in Missouri. It's where they're based at. And we're on all major networks. So, but we are syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio. Yes, I got to put that announcement in. We got to have some Christmas music. I don't know why it's a tongue twister this morning. Christmas music. And we're playing a lot of your Christmas albums. We've got some new ones out by some artists. And that'll be coming up here within the next couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, just to kind of pump everybody up. Okay. And I'll be doing my Christmas memories too as well. That would be bringing up Christmas memories of my past years with my kids or even with my folks, what Christmas was like, and my grandparents. So that is kind of a tearjerker at some point. Okay, there's a song that Toby Mac, he won, if you watched the Dove Awards not too long ago, probably about 3 weeks ago now, he won Album of the Year. If you go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, if you scroll down a few, and in all honesty, guys, if you scroll down and you click on, I put on there a video showing his testimony of the song that he sings. And he dedicates this album. You know, he lost his son probably right at 3 years ago. And it just, it's heart touching. You almost need a handkerchief. That's how, or even a Kleenex. That's how touching it is. Toby Mac has a song off of the Life After Death album. That's the one that won the whole entire Devil Award on Best Album. And it is a great album. If you go back to my podcast, you'll hear the whole album in its entirety. Let me ask you guys a question before I play this. Have you ever been in situations, you know, we're talking about journeys and life's challenges? Toby Mac has this song that is so heart-touching. I want you to hear the words. It's called, you got it, one of my favorites now, Faithfully. We've all experienced it.
Faking the happy.
There we go, Caleb and John. Hallelujah feeling. And good morning, everybody. CA at the Rim here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I want to remind you again, if you want to text a prayer to me, feel free. You can always Facebook message me on Facebook Messenger. Or if you want to, you can go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And also, guys, I have a group page too as well, a public group page. It's called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. I've been misleading everybody saying it's just the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. It's actually called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. You can find me on the Facebook page there as well. And I do post these our radio shows on there too as well. All right, now I'm going to do a special treat for you guys. Back in 1989, back in Stephen Curtis Chapman early years, you're going to hear a younger voice in him. We got two songs back to back. Back in 1989, what happened? Back in 1989, we still had the cassettes, right? And the CDs were just starting to be introduced. Back then, we had our Walkmans, and we had our those little things that were always, we thought, you could hear pretty decent as far as stereo sound. But it's better now. Our quality has changed. But here we go. Stephen Curtis Chapman, a little special treat for me to you all. And this one's called More to This Life in His Younger Years.
Silence. seeing questions. My heart's been asking me, when I say I love you, what does it mean? I know it's one thing to say it, and another thing to do. How can I show you it's true? I'm gonna love you with my life. Yeah, I wanna love you with my life. Oh, I'm only listening and obeying. I won't leave words I say.
The talented and great Stephen Curtis Chapman. Boy, I'll tell you what, his music, it's funny, as I was playing this on the CA Vault on his album, I look at his picture and he has the mullet, and they were giving him a hard time at the Dove Awards. And then, of course, Halloween, I wish I had to try to find it. There's a picture of him on his Facebook page, Stephen Curtis Chapman. If you search it up, you can see it on there. It has a picture of him. They were selling a Halloween some time ago. It was decades ago, I should say, of Stephen Curtis Chapman with the mullet. Oh, I gotta love that guy. Okay, we're gonna play one more. It's a Carmen song. We all need it. Let's fill Jesus on closeout. What do you say? Maybe you're going through some burdens. Listen to this song, okay? Let's be blessed on our closeout on the Saturday show at CA. Take it away, Carmen.
Yes, my soul does. after the Spirit comes on us, we would receive power. Power to be His witnesses. Supernatural power to accomplish a supernatural task. That's why right now, I feel the supernatural presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the one who calls the dead back to life. The presence of the one who heals withered bodies. The one who gives peace to troubled minds. The one who mends the brokenhearted. The one who restores crippled lives. The one who saves. The one who delivers, who forgives. The one whose name causes demons to tremble. I feel the presence of Jesus in this place. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. Right now, let's give God something to inhabit. Let's lift our voice, lift our heart, lift our hands, lift our faith, and say, I feel Jesus in this place.
Jesus in this place. It don't matter if it's at a church or wherever, you're going to feel Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I do feel Jesus in this place, even here at Faith Studio One in central downtown Fort Worth. Well, all good things must come to an end, at least on our podcast show for today on the Saturday show. I wish everybody a happy Saturday. We're going to close out in prayer. I want you to know you're loved and you're appreciated. And thank you for being patient with me when we've had so many things going on that it's just been keeping us so busy. But even through trials and tribulations, we know one thing, that God has us right, and He's got us, and He ain't going to let go of us. So let's just stay strong together. Let's come united in prayer with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear God, we thank You so much for all You do. Father God, I just pray You watch over, God, and protect us. God, You know all of our situations in life, the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick, the ones that... We just need You every day, God, and we feel You just like the late Carmen has on his song. I feel Jesus, God. We just feel You so much. And a lot of times, maybe our cups are just empty, and we just need them filled up. But you know what? We can count on You, because You're there with us, and You haven't left our side. We thank You for all You do. Forgive us of all of our many sins. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said in 110% total agreement, amen. All right, guys, well, this is CA. I'm going to settle up, leave Faith Studio 1, Central Downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. If there's anything we can do for you, let us know. Text of Prayer is always 24/7. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also want to remind you, if anybody's going through any mental health issues, go on your phone, 988-SIN. That automatically hits the dial-up number for a counselor, okay? Your life is very valuable. I want you to stay strong. Because you know what? God is not going to leave your side. I'm telling you. Trust me on this. You're a child of the Almighty God. You are unique. He created you. He's got a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. And He needs you. And we need each other. Let me tell you guys, times are getting tough. Times are going crazy. We got war, the war in Israel. And, you know, there's the signs of the time. I've had people tell me, I just want to say this real quickly before I sign out, or sign off. I've had people come to me this week, CA, when's He coming back? Again, in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, He does not want us to know when He's coming back. He wants us to enjoy our life. I don't understand why people just can't enjoy their life, live their life, tell others about Jesus. And you know what? You don't have to force somebody to be saved. But what you're doing is you're planting seeds. What happened to our seed planters out there? We need more seed planters. Wouldn't you agree? That love Jesus. That care about Jesus. Let me give you a quick example. Today at my main job, my supervisor had an issue go on today, but God handled it. And I'm going to tell you something. My supervisor said, I see the light, the bright light of Jesus shining on you. When you're not here at the factory, it just ain't the same. But when you're here, you inspire so many others. Because where I work at, there's a lot of lost out there. And maybe I'm not, you know, you can't force them when you're at work, especially the kind of work we do or just anything. But the light of Jesus is shining on me. And it's shining on you as Christians. It's in you. You've got to let it out. It's that personality like I have shared before. I kept my personality hidden inside of me in my young years. But then it came out. And it'll come out for you. Because we need you guys to reach others out there. CA can't do it all. I can do the podcasting and radio show and all that with the entertainment. And it just ain't about that. But also the love of Jesus. And telling others about Christ. But I need your help. And number one, God needs our help, all of us, to reach and tell others about Jesus. And it's free. The saddest part about all this is, before I let y'all go, is more people are going to wind up going to hell than heaven. But we don't need to just sit on the pew. We need to get outside the churches, outside the walls, and we need to reach those others. Amen. Amen. Well, y'all have a blessed day, and we will talk again soon. Bye for now.